This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Authorities are investigating longtime New Mexico legislator Cheryl Williams Stapleton, possibly illegal connections to a company that received more than $5 million in contracts to do business with the school district where she works, and whether she got financial kickbacks. Authorities executed search warrants at the Albuquerque Public Schools offices and Stapleton's home this week as part of a criminal investigation into alleged racketeering, money laundering, illegal kickbacks, and possible violations of a law governing the conduct of state lawmakers. No charges have been filed against Stapleton, the number two Democrat in the state House and a member of the chamber's education committees. Stapleton, a former teacher, began serving in the legislature in 1995. She also oversees career technical education for Albuquerque Public Schools. Superintendent Scott Elder wrote in an email to district employees yesterday that Stapleton is on standard administrative leave amid the investigation and that the district is reviewing its own practices. The investigation into Stapleton came at the request of Elder, who wrote to the state attorney general's office in April saying he suspected that she was violating state law because of her dealings with a company that provides computer software to the district. Stapleton did not respond to a request for comment yesterday. Find more details on the investigation online at KUNM.org. Crews have recovered the body of an unidentified person who was swept away by floodwaters in northeast Albuquerque. Fire rescue officials say the body was found at a washout in an arroyo yesterday afternoon. They say two people were spotted in the arroyo after heavy rain hit the area Tuesday evening. One person was safely assisted out of the arroyo near I-25 before the search was stopped by darkness and resumed yesterday morning. Last week, three other people died after being swept away in an arroyo following a flash flood in Albuquerque. New Mexico health officials yesterday reported 329 new COVID-19 cases and 5 additional deaths related to the virus. The vast majority of the new cases were in Bernalillo County, including Albuquerque, with 113. The next highest case count was in Eddy County, which saw 34. 3 of the 5 deaths reported were residents of Lee County. As of yesterday, there were 133 people hospitalized for COVID-19 in the state. The Navajo Nation yesterday reported 14 new COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths. This is KUNM.